Welcome to your daily threat intelligence briefing. Today is Tuesday, November 21st, 2023, and this is presented by the Dark Web Detective. In today's episode, a cybercrime group breached Idaho National Laboratory, exposing sensitive employee data and sparking a national security concern. Concurrently, the Tor project removed several network relays involved in high-risk cryptocurrency schemes, highlighting the challenge of maintaining network integrity and user privacy. Stay with us as we explore that and more. First, in our threat landscape overview, we examine today's foremost cyber threats. In our first story, the cybercrime group SiegeSec breached Idaho National Laboratory's human resources application, leaking sensitive employee data. This includes social security numbers, bank details, and addresses. The lab is a key U.S. nuclear research facility heightening national security concerns. Idaho National Laboratory is investigating the breach extent with assistance from the FBI and CISA. The leaked data includes detailed personal and financial information. SiegeSec's motives are unclear, but the breach impact is potentially significant for the U.S. national security. Idaho National Laboratory focuses on nuclear energy and national security issues. The breach involves hundreds of thousands of data points, including active and former employees. In our next story, Tor Project removed multiple network relays due to their involvement in risky cryptocurrency schemes. These relays posed a threat to the safety and integrity of the Tor network. Tor network relays anonymized traffic sources operated by volunteers passionate about internet privacy. Some operators engaged in high-risk for-profit activities without the Tor project's endorsement. These activities threatened the network's integrity and volunteer-driven community spirit. This sparked discussions in the community regarding relay policies and violations. Operating relays for profit contradicts the community's principle against internet censorship and surveillance. The Tor project is addressing the issue to maintain network security and safety and its community-driven ethos. In our next story, phishing campaigns using Dargate and Picabot malware are imitating tactics of now-defunct Quackbot Trojan. These campaigns utilize hacked email threads and unique URLs for infections. Dargate and Picabot can deliver additional payloads to compromised hosts, making them attractive for cybercriminals. Dargate employs techniques to evade antivirus detection and control infected hosts remotely. The campaigns target a wide range of sectors with high-volume phishing attacks. Variants of these attacks use Excel add-in files to deliver the payloads, and successful infections could lead to the deployment of crypto mining malware, reconnaissance tools, or ransomware. In our next story, threat actors are targeting various sectors with NetSupport Rat, a remote access Trojan. NetSupport Rat began as a legitimate remote administration tool but is now being used maliciously. The Trojan is spread via deceptive websites and a fake browser update. Recent attacks utilize malware loaders and phishing campaigns for distribution. NetSupport Rat can monitor behavior, transfer files, and manipulate computer settings. Its use in the education and government and business services sectors has been increasing. VMware Carbon Black researchers reported 15 new infections related to NetSupport Rat recently. And in our last story of the threat landscape overview, LumaStealer malware is using trigonometry to evade detection by security software. The malware measures mouse movement to detect if it's running a real environment. LumaStealer targets data from web browsers and applications on Windows systems. It became popular in the underground hacking community since its debut in December 2022. The new version includes advanced evasion techniques and encryption mechanisms. The malware's use of trigonometry is unique in detecting emulated environments. Luma's developers have implemented additional safeguards against unauthorized analysis. The evolution of LumaStealer underscores the sophistication of modern threats. And that brings us to today's vulnerability dispatch, where Russian hackers, which are part of Group AP29, are exploiting WinRAR vulnerability in attacks on embassies. The CVE-2023-3831 vulnerability allow malicious code execution via crafted archives. AP29's campaigns used a BMW car sale lure to target European countries. The attacks combined old phishing techniques with new methods like ngrok static domains. This blend of techniques enabled covert communication with the C2s and malware delivery. APT-29 has previously used similar lures in targeted attacks. The Ukrainian National Security and Defense Council reported these recent activities, highlighting the evolving tactics of state-sponsored cyber attacks. And now for a ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. In our first story of the ransomware report, Phobos Ransomware is framing VX Underground, a malware sharing collective, in its attacks. The new Phobos variant encrypts files and uses VX Underground's contact information in ransom note. VX Underground is known for sharing malware samples and information. Phobos has historically been a part of a ransomware as a service operation. This framing tactic is a taunt against VX Underground and the cybersecurity community. Such tactics have been used by other malware developers in the past. The inclusion of VX Underground's name is likely a nod to its prominence in malware analysis. This incident highlights interactions and tensions between malware developers and its security researchers. And for our last story of the ransomware report, Residual Ransomware Gang claimed responsibility for cyber attacks on a British library. The attack caused a significant IT outage and disrupted library services. Resida is auctioning stolen data for 20 BTC and plans to release it publicly. The library's HR data appears to be compromised. The attack affected on-site services, including public Wi-Fi. The British Library is working with law enforcement and cybersecurity experts. The attack is part of Residua's broader campaign with targeting various sectors. The incident underscores the increasing threat of ransomware to public institutions. Thank you for tuning in to another CTIB. Remember, in the ever-evolving landscape of cybersecurity, staying informed is your best defense. For more insights and updates, follow us on our social media channels. Until next time, stay vigilant and keep your data safe. This is the Dark Web Detective signing off. Over and out.